Welcome to the Campus Ministry Heritage and History podcast series from Dominican University of California. This podcast series has been organized by Sister Mary Sower and is made possible through the joint effort of Campus Ministry, the Communication and Media Studies Department, and Penguin Radio.
So welcome everyone
to the 2020 Spring Heritage and History Lecture Series via Zoom, sponsored by Campus Ministry. I'm Sister Mary Sower, the director here. And my traditional opening says that Father Edward Skillebeck, a Dominican theologian from Belgium who lived from 1914 to 2009, wrote that the story of Dominicans can only be kept alive by live Dominicans. And we at Campus Ministry believe in the gift of storytelling. And so we come today to share our story through the voice and life of Father Bob Haberman. Father Bob has been here at the university for over 30 years. He has done a variety of roles and has had the opportunity to interact with over 20 Dominican Sisters of San Rafael. So with no more ado, I invite Father Bob to share his story.
Thanks, Mary. It's been fun putting this together. When I first came here, I really knew no Dominican sisters. My only exposure really with any sisters were my three great aunts who were Benedictine Sisters of Chicago. And they pretty much dressed the same and taught the same and even had the same penmanship. So when I guess I was in for a little bit of a surprise when I wound up with this group. So I'd like to start today with just a list of going through some of the sisters that were part of the Dominican experience or university when during my time here. However, I would like to start, first of all, start first with someone that I actually never met, but she had passed away just before I had come, and so her reputation was quite strong, and people were still mourning, really, her loss. This was Sister Nicholas Moatland. She was a beloved English teacher, and a teacher for whom the Poet's Corner is named. Sister actually taught a class in Greek literature on the day she died, and she went home after teaching the class, and they found her later in the day. She served at Dominican from 1945 until her death in 1986.
Put it on?
No. Lynn, can you mute your mic? Thank you. She taught the classics. She loved music, nature, and a good liturgy. And she was often found in her garden outside her room in Pinafore. And a lot of times she would get on her 10-speed Peugeot and take off at breakneck speed down the road. And one woman who worked in the dining hall said that on more than one occasion, that little one is going to break her neck. She flies past here at 6:15 in the morning in the pitch black like a bat out of hell. So that was Sister Nicholas. Well remembered by many people. The first nun that, or sister that I actually met was Sister Alicia Lecter. Sister Alicia was the jack of all trades, you might say, at Dominican. My first meeting, actually, of any Dominican sister was when I went into my office for the first time. And all of a sudden, there was something under my desk. And as the figure backed out, I began to realize that this was a full-habited nun who came out from underneath the desk with a pair of pliers. And she had just finished hooking up my telephone. She oversaw the telephone system at Dominican when I was there. And that was a time when the Dominican, the college only had 100 phone numbers. They were all the 485-3200 numbers. And she was the one who hooked them up and took them down and took care of the phones. Now, her father was a building contractor in Eagle Rock, and she kind of picked up that in her genes. She was the chief financial officer for the university while she was teaching elsewhere, but she was really involved in the construction of Calarega, Pennefort, Alemany Library, in addition to Santa Sabina. She knew the plans of every building. She knew probably where the bodies were buried, but actually she was just a little about 4 foot something. And I called her our Dominican Yoda. So that was Sister Alicia. Next person was Sister Richard Rhodes. Sister Richard loved Greek and Latin, and she basically saw them as a puzzle to be figured out. It's too much fun to figure them out, is the way she said. Many years she was director of Meadowlands when it was a freshman residence hall. And my first place where I lived was in Meadowlands. And Sister loved to tell me how to attend the students. And she often told me that here's the places where the liquor bottles would be hidden. And she said that the toilet basin was the favorite one. So Sister Richards was quite a scholar in that sense. The next person would be Sister George Delormier. Sister George grew up in a very large family. And she would actually, it's said that she would take roll when all nine of the kids were down at the beach. She kind of lined them up almost like maybe I could almost visualize something like from the Sound of Music. But she became Mother General of the Dominicans during the post-Vatican II period. Now, these were very turbulent times socially and in the church, and also for the Dominican Sisters congregation. And the whole question was, how do you live out a new vision? But she was able to truly try to do her best in that, and helped guide the congregation through that time. Now, she later became registrar for the college, and as registrar, all the classes were kept in a great big black book, and all classes were kept on paper with a pencil and, as she said, a very good eraser. So for registration, everyone would line up outside of registration early in the morning to be first in line. And she would have people come in, and the classes would be, names would be written down in the book. So that was Sister George and her, what I remember basically of Sister George. Sister Patricia Lyons. She was a friend, actually, of Sister George, and they entered the convent at the same time. Sister Patricia loved early education, and she really loved little children. And so she lived in the dorms with the college students in Edge Hill primarily, and that led her to eventually becoming the alumni director for the college. But in 1946, she founded the Garden School in a room of Edge Hill. And the school basically grew from there, and it had a high reputation in Marin County. So many graduates of the Garden School speak of it fondly and speak of Sister Patricia very fondly. Now, one thing that we always knew about Sister was that she was in a hurry. And so you never got in front of her car. And there's many tales about her driving and the little nun who cut people off on Highway 101. Sister would never tell her age, but she died at 100 on Christmas Eve in 2015. The next person to come up is Sister Marguerite Stanka. Sister Marguerite studied library science at Berkeley. She professed on February 11th, 1943, and she started to work in the library the next day. And she stayed there for 53 years. Now, early in the years, the library, originally in the Mother House and later as part of Guzman Lecture Hall, served college, and in the summer, it served as the Catholic University of America's Pacific branch. And so one of the primary leads on the design and the development of the new library, Archbishop Alemany Library, which opened in 1963, she was working with the architects and with people around the country to create a design that would be kind of new for libraries. And so it was a new type of system, a block system, that really allowed for multi-purpose use in the building. And so it's really been an award-winning building. The library plaza is now dedicated to her memory. She died in 2018 at the age of 100, but she really exemplified the life of the mind and was really very sharp up until her death. The next person that we can talk about is Sister Frances de Sales Taggart. Now, Sister Frances de Sales lived in Hong Kong as a child, and then after graduating from Berkeley, she worked for Pan Am Airlines on Treasure Island during World War II. Later, she went to work for the State Department, and she was assigned to Tripoli in Africa. And she worked at the Indian Embassy prior to being accepted into the CIA. Now, she worked at the CIA for 3 years before entering the Dominican Sisters. After that, she attained an MS in education and was director of education for the congregation. She maintained advanced courses in theology and became the planned giving officer for the college and also the coordinator of a lecture program. This lecture program was widely known and well-respected throughout the Bay Area. She served on many local boards and committees and was pretty well-known throughout the county. Sister Frances de Sales, I always remember for her one-liners, and she could always keep a secret. Next, we have Sister Carol Quinn. Sister Carol basically grew up with a deep interest in science, especially in chemistry. She taught chemistry, biochemistry, quantitative analysis, and environmental classes. She developed many relationships with her students while living in Penafort Hall. And she would zip around the campus on her bike. Someone said that you might see her behind the podium lecturing excitedly about an environmental problem or an esoteric protein molecule. What you see is a committed teacher always ready to listen to and support students both inside and outside the class. So that was Sister Carol. The next person that I have is Sister Barbara Green. Sister Barbara Green was able to get her doctorate through the GTU and UC Berkeley Department of Near Eastern Religions. And from 1980 until 1992, she taught in the religion department at Dominican, in addition to living in the dorms. From Dominican then, she returned to the GTU as a teacher until a year ago. For me, she was a great example of the life of the mind. Always just was amazed at her knowledge of Old Testament. She's written several books on the Old Testament, and she also wrote several books using Old Testament stories, but basing them in Berkeley. Currently, she's on the Sisters leadership team and also the Dominican Board of Trustees. Sister Margaret Diener came from a farm background, and that gave her a love of nature, a care for the earth. And as a student, she edited the Firebrand, was a leader in campus political activities in the late 60s. She obtained her master's in library science, became the director of library in 1983 after Sister Marguerite. She was very involved with campus beautification projects. A lot of the grass and I attribute sidewalks quite a bit to Sister Margaret. She's continued her work in social justice, working with such things as Nevada nuclear test site projects, the World Parliaments of Religion, and development projects in Central America. Currently, Sister is director of Santa Sabina, and she's really working to create a space for reflective creativity and environmental awareness. She's currently also on the Sisters leadership team and the Dominican Board of Trustees. The next person is Sister Adele Rowland. Sister Adele basically began teaching 10 years at CSU Fresno as an English professor. And then she joined the Dominicans in 1950. Sister Adele was very interested in art and photography. And so she studied with Ansel Adams while he was working at Dominican. And she developed a kind of unique process for her pictures of laying a 35 millimeter film on top of one another to achieve what she calls a montage effect. She was named the artist in residence in 1975, but you can see some of her works here on this slide. She's exhibited her work throughout the US, France, England, Italy, and China. Her statement about her art says, "The goal of my counterpoint images is to evoke for the viewer some of the mystery and joy, variety and irony of life. As our enjoyment of poetry is enhanced as we discern its appreciation, we are drawn to that which challenges our contemplative capacity. Ultimately, these counterpoint images make surprising visual statements about the complex nature of reality, develop in the viewer fresh perceptions, and not infrequently reawaken an awareness of the divine." So that was Sister Adele. Next, we have Sister Joanne Cullimore. Sister Joanne graduated from Dominican, then went to Florence, Italy to study painting, art, and drawing. Primarily, she was a watercolorist. Then she joined the Dominican Order and started teaching high school art. Now, after a master's at Stanford, she became professor of art at Dominican. She spent time painting in northern New Mexico, in Spain, in Portugal, Italy, Mexico, and Central America. She worked with Father Daniel O'Hanlon on meditation and art weekends. She said, "I like to wander through the town or countryside and paint what surprises my senses. I find myself trying to respond to some atmosphere or essence, which makes the location a morada del corazón, a place of rest and joy for my heart." Notice on the slide, the artwork in the middle, that's a recent work that she did. And it's a prayer for the separated children at the border. And so she's, the prayer's on the back and her picture of Our Lady of Guadalupe is on the front. You also, if you notice behind me in where I'm sitting, the art piece on the wall is actually one of Sister Joanne's. Excuse me. Next person is Sister Erin Wickelman. Sister Erin grew up in Santa Rosa. She started as a freshman at the Dominican. Her father unfortunately passed away during her senior year. And Sister Nicholas and Sister Martin really stepped in to help her at that time. After graduation, I love this, she and her sister bought a car and traveled around Europe. Her sister met and married a Roman and stayed. And Sister Erin then came back and entered the Dominican convent. She had a real love of English and of the arts. Her aunt actually danced with Isabel Duncan. She completed her doctorate at UCLA and soon became head of the English department. During that time, Dominican had a great reputation for its graduates and their English knowledge. Currently, Sister Erin is actively involved with the adjunct faculty's unionization efforts. She has a real sense of social justice that's a part of the Dominican Sisters' legacy. Sister Patricia Doherty, as a child, she traveled with her family extensively, lived in Switzerland for a year. That's where she learned French. After joining the Dominican Sisters, she taught elementary school for 10 years. In 1977, she went to Georgetown University in Washington, and part of her education there included a year in Paris on a Fulbright grant studying European history. She concentrated on the French press during the June monarchy. She became head of the history department and later has currently now been leading the Summer Dominican Universities program in Fanjo, France, studying the area where Dominic founded the Dominican Order. And every summer, the group goes over and she's the fearless leader. And it's kind of hard to keep up with her sometimes on some of the hikes. She was one of the founding members of the Dominican Women's Studies program. She continues to lecture and to give programs on the role of women in our world. So for that, we're grateful. Sister Sue Pixley grew up in Pasadena in a science-minded family. She learned to hike and camp at an early age and continues to do so. In 1985, she spent time hiking and camping throughout France and the United Kingdom. She started teaching in elementary school, but quickly went to secondary math. She's taught math at various high schools, including San Domenico and Marin Catholic. She was principal at St. Patrick, St. Vincent's in Vallejo. She liked to ride horses and especially jumping. Sister Sue has what we might call cosmic values, which come through in her like of Harry Potter and similar stories. The next person is Sister Samuel Conlon. Sister Samuel was from an old San Franciscan family. She's received degrees from Dominican, from Catholic University of America, and Stanford. She taught literature and served in an administrative post in her career. She became president of Dominican in 1968 and served until 1980. Sister was really able, one of those people who could read the changing times. Dominican was one of the first small colleges to go co-ed, and she involved lay men and lay women on the board of trustees. The university became a separate entity from the Dominican Sisters in 1971. In 1980, she went back to full-time teaching. She taught Dante, 17th century lit, contemporary lit, until 1997. She was quite the teacher. You can, if anybody wants to ask Paul Rocanella about his experiences with Sister Samuel. Sister lived in the dorms until 1995. In Meadowlands, we were vacuum buddies. About once a month, she would come over and knock on my door and say, the dust bunnies are getting too thick. Can I borrow your vacuum? Sister was very involved in a lot of community organizations. She's well known as being a the only Catholic nun in the Jewish Ladies Book Club. And she also belonged to an organization called Warsaw, Wise Ass Radical Saying Anything Whatever. Now, of course, Conlon Rec Center is named after her, despite her many protests. If you look at her portrait there, her picture, I think that smile really says everything about Sister Samuel. So she was a great person. Next we have Sister Aquinas Nimitz. Sister Aquinas was the daughter of Admiral Nimitz, and she spent the first 4 years of her life aboard a U.S. naval ship. She lived in Manila in Shanghai. There's a story she told about her mother and her when they were in Shanghai with her ama, and a cart went by and splashed him with mud. And sister said something really strong in Chinese. And Mrs. Nimitz said to the ama, "Oh, it's great she learns Chinese." The ama said, "The sister, or Mrs. Nimitz, you don't want to know what she said." She was educated in Washington, D.C., Washington State, Berkeley, and at Dominican, a true Navy daughter. She received her doctorate in marine biology from Stanford, and she taught in the science department. She also held many administrative positions, such as academic dean, interim president, vice president of institutional research. Now, her students remember her as a very knowledgeable professor who got her feet wet doing research. There's a great picture, and I couldn't find it, of her in the water with her habit tucked up in her belt, going through looking for specimens. She loved all nature. She birdwatched, she gardened. She spent a lot of time in her garden in her retirement, and she loved the ocean. She really never met anyone she did not appreciate, and she was always open and concerned about people. You could never walk across campus and meet Sister Aquinas when she wouldn't stop you and ask how you were. I really had a deep personal appreciation of Sister Aquinas. Started when we lived together with in Meadowlands, and continued on until her death. Sister Marie Seguis grew up in San Francisco, or she was born in San Francisco and actually grew up in San Anselmo. Her mother was a 1906 quake survivor. She graduated from Dominican and got her secondary credential from USC. She taught junior high in Ventura. Then she joined the Dominican Sisters and got an MA in musicology from UC Berkeley. She taught at Dominican and at San Domenico and also Sonoma State. She was good in English and also in music. She ministered in various areas and positions. She retired at 89, about 6 months before her death. Sister was very unassuming, but had a very real presence to all she met. Sister Susanna Malarkey was someone who studied French, Latin, and Greek, and taught in high schools. Later, she was elected to leadership positions within the order. She took a sabbatical year at Casa de los Pobres in Tijuana, Mexico. And that greatly influenced her. She's the connection, really, that we had for our La Bamba Tijuana trips. She became director of Santa Sabina Center. At that time, she was active in the study and understanding of environmental policies and practices. She taught Spirit and the Earth class at Dominican. In 1990, she spent a sabbatical a Genesis farm in New Jersey. As I said, she was co-leader with me on the La Bamba trip for our 20 plus trips with students. Susanna and I are godparents of a young woman in Tijuana. She's retired now, but continues to work with the neediest of our community. Now we get to the sisters who actually were campus ministers with me, my co-workers. The first person that we have is Sister Christine Wilcox. She was assistant director for a year. She worked with our confirmation classes. She helped with our Tijuana trip. And she's written for Busted Halo. She taught our students how to knit. It was sort of like a meditative process in knitting. Currently, she's working with the San Francisco SPCA. Sister Cindy Kamek was involved in nursing and in youth ministry. She received her MA from Dominican University in nursing. She served as an associate campus ministry with myself and Sister Carla. Then she later went on to do work with nursing and primarily hospice care. She was awarded the Humanitarian Award in Nevada in 2013. And I like the citation on that award. It says, Sister Cindy combines education, outreach, and case management with a caring attitude that helps individuals at some of the most difficult times in their lives. She excels in helping patients and families in transition into hospice services. Having dedicated her life to serving others, Sister Cindy is a very definition of a humanitarian. Concerned with the welfare of her patients and their families, she gives of her time to ensure the comfort and care of others. Now, currently, Sister Cindy is the primary nurse case manager and clinical information specialist at Hospice by the Bay. Sister Christine Atienza is a native of the Philippines. She's received several civil engineer degrees to UC Berkeley. Basically she worked with the California Department of Transportation of Highways. If any of you go north on I-80 from Berkeley up north, you might notice the traffic flow signals or signs that they've just recently put up. That is the work that Sister Christine had worked on prior to her entry into the Dominican Sisters. When she first signed up with the Dominican Sisters, we pulled her in and made her Associate Director of Campus Ministry, and she worked with us for 2 years, from the fall of 2014 to 2016. Sister made her final profession into the Dominican Sisters in last year. So she's been very involved with Alternative Spring Break and really with outreach to students, and those students who knew her from her time here still keep in touch with her. The next person is Sister Carla. Sister Carla grew up in Eagle Rock, St. Dominic's Church, so she was around the Dominicans most of her life. She joined the Dominican Sisters in 1966. Her first tours of duty, you might say, was first grade teachers and principal. She was a great principal in many places. Then she got an MA in theology from the GTU in Berkeley. And on sabbatical, I find this kind of interesting, she became interested in worm composting, quilting, and Japanese breast painting. She became the Associate Director of Campus Ministry for 11 years. We worked together for those 11 years, and she really left a great impact on the program. A lot of things that our new initiatives and all were really kind of Sister Carla's brainstorms. She had a real gift of looking to the future and seeing what is it that we could really do to help students. And she could understand where the students were coming from and saw them. She taught Catholic social teachings, and she was really one of the primary leaders behind the Edge Hill Mansion and Chapel project, which led to the reconstruction of Edge Hill and the establishment of the chapel in Edge Hill. Currently, Sister is the Prior General for the San Rafael Dominicans. And so we greatly appreciate what she has done and continues to do, not only for the sisters, but also for Dominican. Finally, we come to Sister Mary Soar. Now, Sister Mary really isn't a Dominican of San Rafael. She's actually a Dominican sister of Adrian, Michigan. But she has been the director of campus ministry for the last 3 years. She would fit in with the San Rafael Dominicans very easily. Sister got her MA in Chicago from the Chicago Theological Union, but she also, kind of interesting, has got a doctorate in management from Colorado Technical Institute. Before she went into the Dominican Sisters, she was production manager for KENS-TV in San Antonio, Texas. As a Dominican sister, she's worked at Barry University in Miami as a campus minister, and at St. Catherine University in St. Paul, Minnesota, as a co-executive director of the Hilton Institute and their initiative there. She's been director of campus ministry for the last 3 years. Sister Mary, in addition to helping with spring break trips and hikes, has been instrumental in initiating the Penguin Pantry, moon-like hikes, and other things. And so she's a great part of our program, and we really appreciate all that she's been doing. So those are the sisters that I've had. Now, some final thoughts. Basically, as I reflect back on all of these sisters, they're all unique. Unique individuals, each one is very different. If you meet one, you meet one, and they're not all alike. They're highly educated, professional women, very much so, and really people who are able to read the signs of the times. They're willing to step out and accept challenges and changes. And what I find is that they live the Dominican values by the mere presence. They are the Dominican values. And so those are the question, or those are the, that's the kind of the thoughts that I have. So basically, thank you. And are there any questions?
Father Bob, I have a question. This is Stuart Horn.
Yeah. Go ahead.
When I was a student at Dominican in the late 90s, there was a gentleman named Father Al who worked with you.
Yes.
And I didn't know him very well, but what was his role?
Okay. Father Al Lopez was a Dominican friar. He was from the Chicago province. He basically was a history teacher. And so he was teaching history. He lived at San Domenico. Basically was here for about three years, I think. But his primary role was teaching history.
Got it. Okay. And I had one other thing I wanted to ask you about Sister Alicia. You talked about how on your first day she had installed your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Did we not have a facilities department back then?
She was one of the primary parts of that facilities department. Yeah.
All right. She could probably do it better than them, I guess.
Well, she knew where all the wires were, and she was really involved in the planning of most of these the new buildings that came on. She knew where the blueprints and everything. She could tell you where things were.
Thank you. I loved your talk. It was great.
Any other questions?
Well, thank you, Father Bob. I have to say I was a bit surprised to see myself at the end there, but you kept it in the Dominican family. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. On the chat, I sent a link to a Google Doc if you want to just give us any feedback. Also, if you have any suggestions for future speakers or topics, we always appreciate hearing, getting ideas from everyone. So thank you very much, Father Bob. That was amazing. Everyone be well, be safe, and happy Easter, happy Passover to everyone.
Thank you.